Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, welcome everyone. I have here with me Stars Maya Moon, and I am Starscast, also known as Natalie. We have an awesome topic, and I was just talking to Maya Moon about my experience with communication this week. It fits right into it, about people not talking very nice to you on the phone and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, welcome, and this is going to be a two-parter. Because we have so much to talk about, and you know, communication is very, very important. How you sound to somebody and how they respond back. I mean, if you're nice and they don't respond real good or communicate with you really good, then really it's something on their end that they need to deal with. It's not about you. But we all have experience calling people about complaints and, oh, we don't like this, we don't like that. But, you know, really, if you're sweet and you sweet talk them, you're going to get a lot more out of it. And tonight we also have a Stars Priestess, Candy Ranson. She's in the chat room tonight, and I think there's going to be some coming in with her because they emailed me and said they're going to try to come to the show. And let's see, what else can I say to you? I'm excited about this topic, and Maya knows. She's probably laughing and smiling. Oh, yes, I know what happened to you. But anyways, I'm going to let Maya Moon start the topic off, and then, of course, I will be talking too, as always.
Well, thanks, Natalie, and welcome, everybody. As always, we're really glad to have you, whether this is your first time or you've been with us many times. I think we've figured out we've been on the air pretty close to 3 years now, so the show has been running for a while, and we've had various hosts. Communication is, I mean, it's a very complex subject because it's hard to really even know where to start, but to start things out is what separates us from other mammals is our ability to, you know, communicate with a language. Now, other animals, dolphins, whales, dogs, cats, they communicate with sound, but they don't have a language. So that separates us, and that is one big thing, and that's probably the most relied on source of communication is our oral and verbal communication. We also, however, have our body language, which is something we'll be getting into more as we get into the show, about how we're not always perhaps aware that our body language may be giving off subtle signals or may be suggesting things, and it's perceived to the other person or to others differently. And then we have our etheric or I believe it's actually, my guides believe it's a combination of just our overall spiritual energy, which is a combination of who we are, and it can be our mood, our situation. And that energy is more what the animal world relies on. And again, it's not something we can really see, but it's definitely something that's important and something that people do react to, humans react to, animals do too, but of course we're not really talking about animals, we're talking about communication. Now, with today's technology, it's an interesting thing because although it makes communication easier and faster, we lose a lot. I'm sure a lot of you that have done texting or used the social media or even emails and computers, our tone, our inflection, and the English language is one of the most complicated languages, actually, because we have so many words that vary in the way that they're used. They're spelled the same, like live and live, but it has really two completely different meanings. So we have a lot of words like that, and our tone and our inflection can make something a statement or a question, even just repeating the same words. Now, if we're writing it, we might write a question mark versus a period to differentiate. But again, you know, technology has its great points, but it has its bad points as well. Also, like with Natalie, what she experienced, you know, she was in a situation where dealing, you know, maybe with a business issue, they're not taking into account, you know, this is a human being. They're more seeing it as just sheeple numbers, people passing through. So when we do communicate, we have to, I mean, we can communicate however we want, but in order to really get everything across, we have to make sure that we're following that all three ways are in harmony and we're not giving mixed signals. And then we're relying on the receiver or the person on the other end or the person we're engaging with to receive everything the way that it's meant. And so there goes, you know, the conversation or the interaction, and things can really escalate. And probably the biggest problem in business relationships, family relationships, interpersonal, romantic, is communication, either the failure to properly communicate because we're not getting our messages through correctly, or our messages are constantly being perceived inaccurately. So with that, I'll turn it over to Natalie.
Well, I'll just give you a little bit about communicating with someone that you don't know. I mean, on the phone, I had an experience, you know, all week with different people. I won't even tell you the company. I mean, they're wonderful, so I'm not, just not going to, they're not bad. It was the people. I ended up having to call a supervisor today because of the way I was treated on the phone. I mean, I even stopped, and I told this lady this today, and I thought, did I dial the right number? Is this the place that I always call when I have something that I need to discuss with them? These people were treating me like I was the enemy. I was the criminal. I was not one of their top, just top people in the company, which I am. And I respond to that. I mean, my feathers get all ruffled because I'm so nice on the phone. I start off being very gentle, and I wasn't rude to them. I just made note of it, took their names down, and thought, okay, Monday, I'm going above your head, and I'm going to talk to somebody. And, you know, when I said something to the lady today, she was so nice. She was glad I called. I said, well, how are you going to know? I mean, everything is recorded. But unless you have somebody listening to all of this, or if you do it randomly, how are you going to know how people are talking to your clients? And she said, well, she said, I can tell talking to you right now that you're probably the nicest person I've talked to in weeks. And I said, well, I am. That's part of what I am, is it's my voice. But I said, they were lucky. I said, I didn't tell them off. I said, because, I mean, I was like rising out of my chair because I just can't tolerate people like that. I deal with a lot of people, and I go overboard to be so kind. Well, anyways, you know, we had this great conversation. I said, you can let me talk to the president, and I'll talk to him too. She says, oh, I bet you would. I said, yeah. But we were laughing and discussing how I got started with them and all of this kind of stuff. But you see, what happened with these people is when I called with an issue, two out of maybe seven of them were just the sweetest. The other ones, I could have put them in a pile and put them in a little pot and put the lid on and be done with them, because they had no... they lacked experience, and they did not know how to handle somebody like me who was calling about an issue. How do I attend to this? So she said, no. She said, they won't get fired. I said, but, you know, get with them. They need to be taught their people skills, and that's important. I think that's just so important when you're talking in a situation like that. Now, you know, you probably encounter, and talking about computers, I'm going to jump to that. You know, I text and I talk to people like Candy almost every day. I'll send messages to Maya. That's just the way we communicate without actually picking up the phone. And, you know, my thing is I always do X's and O's. That's been my thing since the 90s when I worked for Crystal Ball. I've always done that. And that's just a form of, you know, I care about you. This is a nice message. Just ending it with a nice little, you know, like a little hug and a kiss there. Not really an actual kiss, but you know what I'm saying. Something fond, very fond. Doing it with fondness is what it is. And but you have to be careful what you type, because sometimes people can twist it all around, especially on the Internet. Remember, anything you put on the Internet stays there. Somebody can copy and paste it and send it to somebody else, and that snowball keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I have always made it a practice, especially on the Internet, that I've always been kind. I've never had any kind of a problem with people that have worked for me. If I did, I would have called them, unless they were out of the country, or I would have got them on Skype. I could have talked to them that way. But I really have been very, very fortunate until last week. But now I feel good. That's all gone. That's over with. But it was kind of neat that we were going to be talking about all this, because it does apply. How you sound to somebody else is so important. And they haven't done anything to you. They haven't taken anything from you. They just want you to help them with their problem. I was always good in customer service, because I told everybody I worked for a big tennis club. I could handle the very, very rich. It didn't matter. But they were who they were. It was fine. And I ended up smelling like a rose to them. I mean, they just loved me. But you have to watch how you talk to people. And I would think it awful if I ever offended anybody. I would jump through hoops to change that for them. Even when you go into a store, sometimes you'll notice people behind the counter might be a little abrupt with you. How I handle it, and I bet you Maya Moon does the same thing. Well, you have a nice day today, okay? And leave them with that. That's the last thing you say to them. And maybe they'll remember it and say, uh-oh, maybe I didn't sound too good, you know. But being in retail and all that, that's a tough job. I mean, you run into all kinds of people, but I did, and I handled it well, never had a problem. But I think some people are meant to be in customer service, some people are not. Even in relationships, sometimes you don't. You say something one way, and all of a sudden you realize they're taking it a different way, and that was not your intent. So that's back to that intent thing, right, Maya, that you have to basically understand what the intent is of what you're trying to say. It's just even like dealing with my cat. Oh, talk about a baby, but he's a big baby. I mean, he just knows that when he wants to be rubbed on his back, he wants to be rubbed on his back. He will follow me everywhere. He'll even kind of grab my leg. Stop, Mom, stop. I want you to do this, you know, because he's really probably a little brat. But he'll sit there, and you can hear him purring really loud and getting really loud. Well, he's communicating to me. He's telling me, I really love this. And his tail is straight up. That's a sign the cats really like what you're doing. And so you can deal with communication with pets. Dogs, I know, Maya, you've got a lot of dogs. You know what they're like. They let you know. But humans, it's a little tough. It's tough, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if they – some people just cannot communicate, and they need to be in their own little cubicle and do their work and then leave for the day, and then that's it. Some people are like that. They really cannot talk to people. But you and I, Maya, we could talk to anybody, and we could talk for hours. And I'm going to send it back to you before my voice gets so tight here that I can't talk anymore.
Well, and it's true. And I think a lot of times, like when we're dealing with people that we don't know, like in the situation of going in a store, and that that person may, that's one thing that I think is important. And something that Natalie did bring up, but even more to think about it, is that a lot of times those people, they're not really intending to, and they're not conscious of how they're coming across. Like the person that's kind of sitting there bored, I mean, that's definitely, I would consider that rude behavior. Or when I've walked up to, you know, we have Walmart headquarters here where I live, so on every corner there's a big, and they're huge Walmarts. They sell everything. I mean, everything. So although I personally am not a big fan of Walmart just because they're so crowded, that is where everybody goes. And one of my pet peeves when it comes to communication, and these are hourly employees at Walmart, And you'll, two of them will be, let's say, you know, if I do go, I go during the non-busy time. So afternoon, mid-morning, when most people are working, or, you know, their regular job or busy or what have you. So, and I'll go up and two checkers, cashiers, whatever you want to call them, are busy talking, you know, I don't know, about future plans, about what they did last night. And rather than stopping when they see me and greeting me, you know, they kind of ignore me and treat me as if I'm an intrusion. Now, they may be thinking, oh, you know, gosh, that was fun. Now I've got to go back to work. So I don't really feel that their intention, though, was to make me feel uncomfortable or make me feel unimportant or make me feel like, you know, hey, do you realize you wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for people like myself that shop? So while we have to be a little bit understanding and tolerant to a point of other people and not really knowing what their background story is, mostly we have to take care of ourselves and we have to be aware of ourselves. And before, you know, before we say something, before we engage in a conversation, unless we absolutely know already that we've got something nice to say or good to say, or we're justified in asking a question, you know, the for sale sign said 200, but you're saying you want 3. I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking about having a conversation with someone and not really thinking about the aftermath of what you're about to say, because we can get our point across if we have needs that aren't being met, or we need something fulfilled, or we want something, whatever. We have to start with our intention. We have to think, okay, how is this going to sound when I put it to this person, and how are they going to take it? And then the other thing that I think we lack in relationships a lot, and again, I mean, romantic relationships are probably the ones that we spend the most time with, so those probably come up more so than other ones, but it's true in all relationships, is we don't always, we tend to speak our mind or say our little piece, but we don't really stop and then validate with that person to make sure that they understood or they perceived and they got the message correctly and that it wasn't misunderstood. Because, you know, you could say something like, well, I'm not happy like this, and this isn't the kind of way I want to live my life, and the other person is taking it that you're abandoning ship, you're wanting to leave. And really what you're saying is, you know, hey, let's do more things together or whatever. So I feel one thing is to stop and think and make sure that your intentions are to always enhance the relationship and be clear in your communication and your needs. And then after you have communicated, excuse me, make sure that the other person completely and totally understands and has and validates that they've received the message that you intended to send. Because so many times we lack doing that, or we just make assumptions that they have, and then that's where communication problems. Then that person has taken what we said completely wrong or partially wrong, and then they come back with something, and then before you know it, it's like, what, you know, people say, well, I don't know how we got to this point. So my voice is doing too good either, Natalie, so.
Yeah, gosh, I guess we're two of a kind here, aren't we?
I know. Well, it's just been our weather hasn't communicated very well, our weather caster. We've gone from like 23 to 72, and there's pollen and mold and all kinds of stuff in the air here. And I think we're all, I normally don't have allergies, but everybody has been complaining about having allergies, and it's just been brutal because they said that a lot of the like fleas on the dogs, usually will die with a long enough hard freeze, which is usually what we see our winters. We usually have snow and cold in our winters. And the pollen and everything else usually ends and we get a break, but they're saying that none of that happened. In fact, we've even seen flies in the house, which, again, for our area, that you don't usually see that till April or May, and you see the last fly right around October. So to have flies in December, January, and February is just, I know that's a little off topic, but yeah, the weather forecasters, I'm not sure. I mean, I always say they have the best job in the world because they don't have to be accurate. They still get paid.
Yeah, that's a good one. We're the same way, though, with the weather. We were 75 today, and it's going to stay like this. It's just unseasonable, you know. But in my house, it's just very, very dry, and I need a humidifier, I know, and that's why I have this problem. But anyways, yeah. But isn't it amazing how when you talk to somebody, what they get from your voice, and it's really your spirituality. I always feel like that mine is pretty high, so I just see the best in everybody. I try. The only thing is don't put me in a corner because Natalie won't stay in the corner very long. Especially if I see someone just going on or something like that. But it's rare for me, though. It's probably rare for you too, Maya. I mean, you know, we're basically easy. We talk to each other easily and everybody else. When you're in this line of business, you have to be able to converse or be able to communicate well via your keyboard. And that means, you know, when I worked for America Online, it was smile from the wrist down. That's what they always told us in training, meaning you never type anything bad to anyone, ever. And I guess it was ingrained in me because that's what I do. I mean, I've never, you know, went off on anybody in email. Maybe on the phone, like, it wasn't even today. I mean, and it wasn't even last week. I still maintained my dignity and didn't act like, you know, some rude kind of person that was pushy, and that's not me at all. So, but you can encounter a lot of different kind of people, and the way you handle it may change the whole context of the conversation. I mean, if somebody comes at you and you kind of end up twisting it around, you can make for a better day for both of you. And that has happened to me before. Has it happened to you, Maya?
Yeah, I believe that it has. Right, yes. I think both
so.
Ways. I might have been having maybe a bad day. I was preoccupied with thoughts, and someone just happened to, you know, maybe compliment my scarf or my coat or just smiled and said, you know, isn't this weather something that automatically, and their energy was so open that it brought me up to the level, their level, a higher level. And then I've also, I feel, done that to other people where I've, you know, said something. Maybe it was not even anything. There had been no verbal contact yet. You know, we hadn't spoken, but I could just tell that there was maybe something going on with that person. And so I made it a point to chat with them just a bit, and I could see that they kind of came to life. So, yeah, I do feel that I've given that to others and that I've received it as well, too.
Exactly. Yeah, we do. We really. And sometimes if you say something to somebody that has had a day starting off not so good, I mean, you just turn it around for them and you leave. You might not know that you've done that, but because of what you did, you know, it made them feel, well, okay, yeah, she was really nice. Gosh, this is great. And it lifts up their spirits. It makes them feel a little bit different. And maybe they had a fight with their boyfriend or their husband or their girlfriend or whatever. And all of a sudden, their whole, the way they appear and the way they talk completely changes. That makes you feel good when you know. And you don't always know when you do that, but a lot of times you can tell right away. I just always tell people to have a great day. And I can, you know, or I'll make light of when they're new. Oh, have you ever encountered people that are new, like at the registers and all that? And you know what I say to them? It's awful being new, but you'll do just fine. I was there, she was there, he was there. We've all been new at something. And that person would look at me and say, yeah, you're right. All of a sudden, see, they were making it not feel like this job was like, oh, my gosh, I can't do it. I'm not doing the right thing. But that wasn't it at all. You got to give people a break, you know. But I do that a lot to people. I that's just part of what I do. I'd probably do it for anybody, I think. I just I like to make people feel really good. But there are people who cannot do that, Maya. You know, they just don't know how they'll react. If you say something nasty, oh, they get even nastier. I mean, I know you've seen that before. Why? Gosh, you know, we're all humans. We all can't be perfect. We're working towards perfection, somebody once told me. And I believe that. We just, you know, if somebody has a bad day and they don't communicate right, well, so be it. But I think the delivery, like you said in this little thing that you about the topic, the delivery or communicating is really, really important. How your delivery is, how you appear to that person in the beginning before you even converse. If you're going to return something to a store, of course, you're probably irritated. Well, this was ripped, this button was missing, or blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, so you take it back and you get something different, or you get your money back. But sometimes you can't get your money back if it's over 30 days and it went on price, or you're not going to get the exact price. I think Target is like that. A lot of them are like that. Well, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to just turn around, throw it in the garbage and not get anything back for it? No, you're not going to do that. Just be nice. You have to be nice. I only encountered this last week people that really made me sit up in my chair, and I wrote down all their names. And the ones that were really sweet, like this lady today, I told her, I said, well, I'm going to be talking to your supervisor, but you know I'm going to be saying nice things about you because you are very pleasant, very sweet. I know I made her day because she probably thought, uh-oh, what's she going to say about me? You know?
Right.
I wasn't going to say anything bad about it. And I didn't really say anything bad. I just did not like the way I was treated. And that's so important. You need to treat people like they're people, not like something that you step on. And so many times it happens. It happens to all of us when we're young, when we're older. It doesn't matter. And such a shame it is. And, I could give a real good talk on giving them people skills. I told this lady today, she says, yeah, I bet you could. I said, oh, yeah. And sometimes it ends really nice, like mine did. It was just great. I thought, well, what is the supervisor going to be like? Is she going to be, you know, protecting all the employees? Or I knew she wasn't going to do that because I'm a merchant, top merchant with them. It's not, she wasn't going to mistreat me. And because I would have gone over her head. There was no way I was going to stop. I wanted to get my point across and make sure that all these people learn how to handle people at their job. And that's all that it's about. But, today ended up being a very good day. I wasn't frazzled or nothing, so that's good. But, you know, of course, I have to mention we got our new site up, and that's been taking a lot of work for me, and I've tested everybody, some on audio. So, of course, you know, towards the end of the day, I'm getting tired, but I'm still my usual self. You know, hey there, beautiful, how are you? If one of my ladies that's on the site and all of that, and I'm just not going to change. Maya, you're the same way. But we can get crabby. I know everybody does. And we just have to allow for it and figure that, okay, I'm going to snap out of this. This is enough. So, but we kind of get off the subject. Well, I'm kind of off the subject here with it. But, I love to talk. So I don't know. What can you add to this, Maya, without me continuing on babbling away?
Well, I mean, I guess the other thing would be that the times we can't really always control, you know, how our energy comes across, and obviously our body language is not a part of the equation when we're dealing with someone over the phone, like in your example. But, you know, one thing that you know, I have a lot of clients that struggle with, and I would say this tends to be more so, it does occur in friendships, but it tends to be more so in relationships or in meeting other people, you know, for the hope or the potential of relationships. And what they're not really aware of, they may say the right things, and they, you know, they're verbal communication may be correct and may seem good, but what they're they seem to be unaware of is their energy and their body language is very conflicting and can come across in a way that they're not intending it and they don't mean it, but the other person, you know, takes it wrong. So we have to start, you know, and especially it always will come down to, you know, well, what are my difficulties in life right now? Do they have to do with getting a job? Okay, well, if it has to do with getting a job, then evaluate the positions you're applying for. If you know that you're qualified, and it's not a question of qualifications or education, and, you know, you keep being turned down, then you have to look at how you're communicating. So, and maybe you say, well, I felt the interview went well. You know, I answered the questions they asked me. Did I know how to do this? Was I familiar with this program? And everything was stuff that I was very accustomed to and have been doing for many years. Well, that then rules out that. But what was your demeanor? What was your presentation? Did you walk in, shoulders back, head up, look the person in the eye, act excited, exuberant, engaged, or, you know, were you slumped over? Were you, you know, meek and whispered your answers? I mean, that might be a little dramatic on either end there, but that's an idea of how our energy comes across. And for some people, they get very nervous, which is understandable in any type of situation like taking a test or an interview, and their nerves get the best of them. And when that happens, I always suggest to people that they just admit that right away. If they're being interviewed by whatever the gender of they are and whatever gender, or sometimes nowadays a lot of interviews are with more than one person, just let them know. You know, I was really impressed with what I read, what I saw about the company, you know, give some type of a validation and compliment and say, therefore, I am a little nervous. And most people, like you were saying, Natalie, about how people will respond, the majority of interviewers are going to respond to that honesty and that vulnerability that you showed. So rather than trying to overplay your hand or to, you know, let them believe that maybe, ooh, this is how this person is. You know, we're looking for something with someone with a little vitality and enthusiasm, and this person just seems like a shrinking violet. So they're misinterpreting who you are. And let's say you're not at all; you're just really nervous. So state, you know, I'm really nervous about this. And sometimes if we just make an honest statement about our feelings. And that goes with dating, too. A lot of times when people are meeting other people, it's best to just meet for the adventure of meeting with the hopes, of course, in the back of our mind is that we're going to find a life partner or maybe a good friend or however you want to define that. But what happens is sometimes people, their energy and their body language comes across in such a way that they give the complete opposite impression of who they are. So let's say if they have a dating profile, it says one thing, but when they get there in person, they exude this different energy, and that throws people off. And when anytime someone, a human being, is thrown off or is uncomfortable or unsure or things don't make sense, fear and avoidance usually come in, and so they either feel fearful and or they avoid the whole situation. So I don't know what experiences you might have just with dealing with, you know, people like experts that you've hired or talking with or spoken to or had to.
Sometimes they'll email me back and say that they're very nervous about the interview. And I just ease their minds right away and tell them, oh, no, don't make a big deal of this. We'll talk. And I meet them on Skype. And I calm them down if they're a little, you know, they'll say, oh, my God, I just feel so nervous. I'm talking with the owner. Oh, I said, I'm just a person. You know, I'm just a person. And And then, you know, I'll kind of use my little laugh and you know, we'll be talking and everything. And pretty soon, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, I feel so much better. I was really apprehensive about this whole thing. And I said, well, I'm glad because you told me, and so that I knew how to prepare, in other words, how to react to you so that I could keep you, you know, let you know that it's okay. It's okay to be nervous. And sometimes what happens with people that I hire, or if I haven't hired them yet, like I've got so many applications, I'll get people that will email, and I'm just checking in to see where we are. Are you hiring? I would just like to know. I really want to work for your company. Well, right away, I mean, if they do it a few times, that tells me something. They really want to work for me. They want to work for STARS, I should say. That it's important to them. It doesn't mean that I go on a hiring spree, because I haven't in a long, long time. I'm still waiting. But I kind of have that in the back of my mind. Well, I remember her. She wrote me a couple of nice little emails, and I wrote her back. And then there are some that will get a little pushy. You can feel they're pushy in their email. I can't even think of – there was one not too long ago. And, I know what it was. It was on Facebook. Somebody left a message, and I won't even say what it was, but I was to the point where they didn't know what was going on with the site, that I wasn't getting back to them. Well, they got a response when they applied, and it was only like a week before. So I made sure that I sent a little nice little note to them so they understand what's going on. And when you have something like STARS, when you're dealing with lots of people all the time, you have to be careful how you how you speak to them, how you relate to them, because they're going to go off and say, boy, she wasn't very nice. But you know what I got from this one is, I don't know if I want to hire you because you're awful testy. So I got an impression, but then I thought, no, and I don't go with that. Sometimes people are just anxious, and they don't really know how to communicate with you. So I just kind of let it go, and I never heard back anything, although I still have her application. Interviews are tough. Some people were really relaxed with me, and I've dealt with a lot of them. But many of them would say, oh, gosh, Natalie, I have to tell you, I am so nervous. I don't even know if I could. I always ask them to do a little reading for me, and I'll tell them. I'll ease them, you know, say to them right away, you know, I'm not looking for, you're going to be married by the end of the year. You know, I just want to see how you present yourself, how you handle yourself with questions, because you're representing myself. You're representing STARS as a whole and everybody that's on that site. And I said, so I have to make sure that you can, answer questions in the right way. And I said, sometimes I'll be the devil's advocate. Sometimes I'll kind of go at you. Well, why did you say that? I mean, I will do that. It's rare, but I will do that if I feel they need to hear that, because I really want to know how they're going to respond. And I'll get the right answer. I mean, I haven't not ever really hired. I have the best group right now, I think. When I had Planet Stars, I had some, and then kind of fell by the wayside. But a lot of them came from Planet Stars. But the group that I have right now, like you, Maya, of course, you're wonderful, and Candy, and many of them, Gnosis, she's in the room tonight. I have the best. I think I have the best on the Internet right now as a whole family kind of thing. And that's how I've made it to be a family atmosphere. Anybody can, if they want to reach me by phone, they want to reach me by email or on Facebook or on Twitter, they can reach me, and I will answer them. Everybody, I've never ignored anyone ever, because I feel that's important. That's good for them. It's good for me. Sometimes the way you communicate, it's about your reputation too. So you have to think about that when you're running a business. I mean, and I can tell you all about that. But in the stores, I'm always really nice. And my son, sometimes I'll watch my son. Of course, I've said he's just like me. He really is. Very sweet, very kind, very caring, will help. Somebody has to reach for something. He's, Louie, I can't reach this myself, and this little lady here would like to reach this and get this. And he'll come right down and he'll help. That communication was really good. This lady was smiling. Matter of fact, one day we did for three of them, and they were all smiling, and they smiled when they walked by us down the aisles. And that makes me feel good. I did something
right.
Really nice.
Yeah.
It really, and it made them feel good. Because they didn't feel like they were a burden. Like, I didn't expect this lady to jump up. I could have, but she couldn't have. But I knew my son was just down at the end, and, you know, I motioned for him, and he came right down. He didn't say, oh, what does she want? He didn't say that at all. He just came down and helped. It was nice, you know. And I think the lady said, oh, you're so handsome. And he said something like, oh, you tell that to all the young men. And she says, no, I really don't. So he loved that. That made his day. But it made her day, too, see. So it's the way you – communication is so important, Maya. It really is. This topic is just unreal, and I bet you we could hear a lot of situations from people if they would call in. And I should remind everybody, if they would like to call in, the number is 347-838-9736. We have some guests in the room. We have lots of guests in the room, as a matter of fact. Quite a few. So this is good. If anybody wants to call in, I think it will be good. If you want to contribute some information, or, you know, just talk about communication and things that you've encountered, you know, Maya and I would be happy to talk to you. I mean, this is what it's about. That's what Blog Talk Radio is, talking. We do it well, Maya. I have to sit and laugh at us sometimes because we have these raspy voices, and it's because of where we live. And it's like two women, you're thinking to yourself, God, what is wrong with these two? They sound so raspy. But it's just the weather here, and I excuse us both for being raspy, but we really do love everybody.
Well, we talk too much, so.
And yeah, that's another thing, we talk too much. Oh, yes, we talk too much, too long, too much, and yeah, but are we going to change? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think
no.
I'm going to change. You're not either. Nah.
No.
Nah, I don't want to, but I know when it's time to get off. I know, you know, when it's time to be still. And believe it or not, I can be very quiet if I'm, like, in a group of people, like, they don't know what I do for a living. I just approach it like, well, I'm just this woman here who's just, you know, doesn't do very much. And I can be real quiet, and I observe. I really like to do that. I love to observe people and watch them. And sometimes their conversation just has nothing to do with me. And sometimes it's really funny. I think we talked about this before, Maya. I was at my granddaughter's soccer game, and this one woman knows me, and always, I think, she tries to avoid me. I don't know her really well, and I've often wondered about that. Sometimes what I do is I'll go up and say hi to her, and she's not expecting it, and then she's got this big smile. Isn't it funny how people are afraid to approach? Does that have to do, you think, with the way you communicated with them before, or is it because, well, they probably know what I do, and they're probably thinking, oh, she knows something about me. I better not get too close to her. I better not talk to her too much. That's probably the truth, but I would never say anything. You know, we can read people really well. When you've done this a long time, you could just look at them and you know. And sometimes that's just the empathic ability. And remember when you're in school, do you remember times when there were like little cliques, like the girls, these girls always hung out, and some of these other girls really didn't belong. And sometimes I was kind of on the outside of those kind of cliques, but they treated me really well. I don't have any idea why, but they did. And but you can encounter that in school situations where, you know, the communication, they don't go outside their circle. They just stay within. And it really hurts a lot of people, I think. But that's just the way that it is. The way to handle that is say hello to them. Oh, have a nice day. Whatever their name is, that's what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't ignore them. And I wouldn't let them be a clique without them knowing about me. For some way I would do it that, you know. But I was liked in school. Nobody didn't like me. But I just, you know, I maintained my status. And just I had a locker that everybody and their brother wanted to use because it was situated in the right hall, which was cool. I liked it. You know, I got to see everybody at some time during the day. But it's funny how you can think about communication and intent. And when you think about the girls in a clique like that, do they really realize what they look like or what they appear to be when they don't open up to at least speak to the other girls that are walking in the hall, like in school, walking past them? And there can be cliques like that in offices too. Same thing. They can make you feel like you're a nobody. But everybody is a somebody. And, you know, you agree to that. I know, Maya. And sometimes it's best just to leave it all alone, not worry about it, and go on and do your thing. And but I can remember now back in school what it was like. Of course, I had a best friend there, and it didn't really matter. And everybody else, I was likable. But I told you I had two big, very big girlfriends. Nobody ever bothered with me. I mean, they never messed with me, I should say. They were, oh, well, we better go talk to her because, you know, Bonnie and Judy are, I don't know, maybe they're going to get a bad attitude towards us, but they wouldn't have. It was just the image that they presented. You see, that's another thing, how you appear to somebody else. It's really unique when you think about all the things that you've experienced in your life. But it's fun. I mean, communication is a great thing. Well, I communicate with God every morning. I have my presence with Him. I do it every morning. Here I am. Okay, you better step up the pace here a little. Well, I give Him a dissertation, but nicely. I never, of course, nicely. And I don't know what everybody else does. I wonder if a lot of people do what I do, you think, Maya? Do they really sit and kind of, maybe in meditation, maybe within they talk. I talk out. I'm actually talking like He's standing in front of me. That's what I do. But I don't think...
Yeah, I think most people do it like more telepathically,
inward, right?
Silently. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
and so I just... however you want to do, whatever makes you feel good, because you're heard either way. It doesn't matter. And... a lot of things have happened, like with communication, with just the sight and dealing with people in other countries, because you have to relay things to them, make them understand what you really want. Oh, I could tell you stories about that, but all in all, it comes out good. It always does. And I don't know. You want to add to that, Maya? Wow, the time's gone by fast. It's almost 10 to 9. Where'd it go? Talking too much, that's why.
Well, that's why we made it a two-part series. I guess for me, what I would add right at this point, and we'll get into it a little bit more next week, too, into more details. And if you read the blog, I try to keep the blog at least for a week based on whatever the subject or topic for the radio is. So if you get a chance to read the blog, you will see other people contribute. So I didn't mean that to sound like I was the only person, but I'm the one that's writing, channeling through my guides, and it's regarding this topic. So I would suggest if you're able to, if you find this, which most of us should find this something that we deal with consistently and constantly in our life, communication, if you have the chance to read the blog, I feel it's very helpful, and I start to go into some details, which some will go into over the show. But, I mean, one thing to think about when you're dealing, like you mentioned, the girls at school, and that I believe that probably later on in life, after they matured, they look back and realize how they came across. But that's what I'm saying about our energy and why we can I've learned so much from watching what I call my pack, my Australian shepherds, because they do have, they can bark, they can make ouch, that hurt noises, they can growl, and they can, I have a few that just, they're just talkers. I don't know. Our breed tends to be a talking breed, making noises. But we learn so much from them because they don't have language. They have to rely on these very subtle, the energy, the body language, and they do. And I can, if I'm watching them, and even sometimes I can feel the energy change if I'm doing something, if I'm busy, because I work from home, I do that so that my animals can be with me, and they generally are. I mean, weather permitting, they're outside too, but they live in the house with me. It's a lifestyle for us. And I can tell when something is starting to escalate. I've learned, I mean, this comes with practice and with being a sensitive or a medium or clairvoyant, whatever you want to call it. But I can feel the energy changing. And I can usually nip it in the bud before a problem starts. So we rarely have fights here. Now, there's some situations where if you it's like putting two boxers in the ring. I mean, come on, if you put gloves on them, they're going to fight. I mean, I don't care how much communicating they do. So barring some of those situations, we learn a lot because they read each other's energy. So if one of them becomes, let's say, nervous and anxious because of fireworks or thunderstorms, they can transfer that energy down. And some of them will pick up and become, you know, will pick up and absorb that, where other ones will be like, I don't really get it, so I'm going to go on and I'm not going to be worry about it. So one thing is that you need to sit down and really think about, especially if you are having problems getting along with people at work, if you are having trouble in a personal relationship, whether it's a friendship, platonic, romantic, or you're dating and you're saying, you know, I keep meeting these guys, they seem nice, or these girls, they seem nice, or guys meeting guys, girls meeting girls, whatever. And anytime that something seems like there seems to be an obstacle, block, or a problem, I can pretty much guarantee you that it's communication, that your energy and your body language and how you're coming across is in opposition to who you are, or you probably have no idea. So stop and think and first ask yourself, okay, what is my intention if I'm on a job interview? What is it that I really and truly am? So it requires self-awareness. Am I generally a confident person? Am I generally more to myself? Because you know, it probably wouldn't do you good to be hired in a job where they were very, very social if you're the kind that likes to kind of work on your own. So being honest, self-awareness, having the intention of what you're trying to emit and what you're trying to get across, and then making sure that all the parts of you, that your energy, which is just your thoughts and what you're projecting out there, and then your body language. If you're wanting to be close with someone, then your body language should be, of course, relaxed and open. If someone comes up to you, hey, can I buy you a drink, or can I sit by you, or whatever scenario you're in and you're not interested, your body should close up and, you know, you might put your hand up and say no thank you and not look that person in the eye. So those are things, and one thing that I want to talk more about next week, but I'm just going to finish up with, and then I'll let you take it back, Natalie, is that one of the biggest mistakes, and I think this is a little more on females than males, but it does occur in both genders, is when we are in dating-type relationships, or let's just say we're meeting people to see where things could go, we tend to really overplay our hands. And what I mean by that is our energy becomes so focused on, does this person like me? Am I impressing them? I'm going to laugh at everything they say. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's great. Oh, I think that's wonderful. And truthfully, half of what we're saying, we don't really agree with. So it's a lot better to be honest, because at some point, that person's going to know that, no, you don't like heavy metal music, or no, you don't like, you know, you love going to the aquarium, but the art museum is not really for you. So whatever those specifics are, be sure that you're following through and that you're not just trying to relate on every level just for the sake of getting that person interested. So, and I say that to my clients a lot about a job interview, to remember that it's, you know, we talked about being nervous, but remember, this is also your chance for interviewing this company to find out, is this going to be a good fit? Is this going to be worth me making a change or accepting the offer or whatever the case may be? So try to see it more as you're making a decision, in the same way with meeting people or in a relationship, try to make sure there's equality. So With that, I know we have a lot more that we'll be talking about next week about communication and body language. And if you'd like to call in, again, like Natalie said, next week, although we do readings in the chat room, we don't do readings on air. Anything that's just a general question about body language or communication or anything like that, we certainly welcome, and it would be great to have some of our listeners calling in. So with that, I'll tell everyone good night, and we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, well, Candy had something to offer, and she wrote it in text here for me so that I could relay it. Every time you answer the phone, the caller hears your smile. You make the connections with enthusiasm and style, leaving each individual, now I got to tap my phone so it comes back again, now that the whole context of this whole thing because of this phone, I don't even know where I ended up, with enthusiasm and style, leaving each individual glad they called. Your care and dedications ring true in all you do. You're dialed in for success. Well, that's true. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to when they're calling in, and I have a Google Voice number that's out on the internet, and I always know, well, press one. I can hear the person give their name, and I think, oh, they're selling something. Those people kind of, you know, constantly get on a list, and I try to be really nice. No, I'm really sorry, I can't, and they keep on and on, but that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. So I'll just say, I really have to go, and I'm sorry I can't contribute. I try to do it the best way that I can. And with that, yeah, we're almost done, down to the wire here. Next week it'll be part two of Discuss the Truth About Communication, and I'm sure we'll uncover some different kinds of things, and we'll see how my week goes on the site and all that kind of good stuff. But do come to see all of my beautiful family that I have. It's a wonderful network. It's Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We have a brand new website. We're really proud about it. We have still more bells and whistles to add, things that are going to be changing. And we're not changing, but we're going to be enhancing, let's put it that way. And then we'll start our marketing plan. And by this time next week, the radio ad should go. So I will let everybody know about that. It will be on the site so you can tune in and hear our ad because you don't have to be at a radio to hear it. It is on a real radio, but you won't have to do that. And press releases are going to go out. And it's going to be really nice. It's exciting. I mean, my day goes so fast because I'm so busy doing with what I'm doing, and I try to reach everybody. Now, when I'm done here, I got to go back on the site and start testing some people again, which I really love to do. And you know what, Maya, the nicest thing that they've said, most of them, gee, I'm really glad that you're talking to me. I'm really, you know, really glad to talk to you. Isn't that, that's a nice feeling. And they've told me that before. We really would like to see you in chat. We want to talk to you. I'll get to them, you know, I'll talk to them on audio or something. And, you know, because I kind of disappear after a while, and then it makes them feel really good. That makes me feel really good. So, oh, yes, come see the group. Come see all of them. They're beautiful. Thank you, Candy. Stars Priestess Candy, she does everything on, you know, advertising and all that good stuff. Stars Gnosis was in tonight, and we had some guests. We thank everybody. And everybody knows how much that I love them, and I know Maya does too. And with that, we're going to end the show here. Everybody have a great week, and be sure to come back next Monday, which is going to be the 29th. It's leap day, and we'll have a show at from 8 to 9 again. And I love you. I love you, Maya. Have a good week, and I know I'll talk to you again during the week.
Yeah, love you too. God bless
everybody. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.